J.S. Bach's Cantata 31 has everything you need for a splashy opening. Trumpets, drums, and a rhythm that immediately grabs you, all of which launches a dance of pure joy. It's celebratory music that rings through the air, and for a believer, there's nothing more important to celebrate. This is music for Easter, the defining moment of Bach's faith. But that faith is one of complexity. Bach expresses an understanding of Easter that goes deeper than the addictive gratification we hear in this opening fanfare. The joy and the depth of the Cantata No. 31 for Easter is coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston. You can find us online at classicalwcrb.org, and that's where you'll find a translation of the Cantata No. 31 from Boston's Emmanuel Music. That's also where you can hear this and past programs again on demand. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. Bach's life and work were built around the church, and the instrument on which he seems to have felt most at home was the pipe organ. So it won't be any surprise that, along with organ works for other liturgical feast days, he wrote several preludes on Easter chorales. Here are three of them: The Holy Christ is Risen, The Glorious Day Has Come, and Today the Son of God Triumphs, all performed by Simon Preston. The preludes Bach crafted on the foundations of chorales are meant to express the meaning of the words of those chorales through purely musical terms. Simon Preston was the organist in three preludes written on Easter hymns, including The Holy Christ is Risen, The Glorious Day Has Come, and Today the Son of God Triumphs. I'm Brian McCreath with the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB. And later in the hour, you'll hear more music Bach wrote for Easter in the form of the Cantata No. 31. For now, though, here's a piece written at a time when sacred music was taking a back seat in Bach's work. He was the Kapellmeister for Prince Leopold of Anhalt-Köthen for about 6 years during his early 30s. And it was during those years that he wrote many of the pieces we hear these days in the concert hall, like the suites for solo violin and solo cello and the Brandenburg Concertos. He also wrote what we now call orchestral suites. We're not sure how many he wrote, and only four of them have survived the centuries. Here is the suite No. 4 with the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra and conductor Andrew Parrott here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you.
Since its founding in 1980, there have been countless highlights in the history of the Boston Early Music Festival, and one of them is this performance of Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 4 by the Boston Early Music Festival Orchestra and conductor Andrew Parrott, part of a recording on the EMI label of all four of Bach's surviving orchestral suites. Easter is, by definition, at the center of the Christian faith. For Bach, a person who devoted his entire life and work to that faith, Easter was central both personally and professionally. The belief in the possibility of resurrection and an eternal life in heaven wasn't just something he aspired to, and it wasn't even just something he wanted to express. That expression was also his job, and it forms a thematic backbone for just about all of his sacred music. But nowhere is it more explicit than in the works he wrote for Easter. The cantata No. 31 was written for Easter Sunday in 1715, and it takes you from exuberant celebration to the very intimate, personal core of faith. It starts with a joyful instrumental dance with trumpets and drums, immediately followed by a chorus singing, "The heavens laugh, the earth rejoices, the highest triumphs and is freed from the bonds of death." The bass soloist continues the celebration, reversing the terror and pain of Good Friday through words like, "Prince of life, shall your purple wounds be now the rays of your brilliance?" But then the perspective shifts, and it's time for the believer to look in the mirror as the tenor soloist sings, "Adam must decay in us so the new person can be born. You must be resurrected spiritually if you are one of Christ's members." The soprano soloist then expresses the center of a believer's faith, singing, "Last hour, break forth. Let me gaze upon Jesus' joyous glow. Let me be like the angels." And as she sings, the orchestra gives her the foundation of a soothing chorale melody entitled, "When My Last Hour Is at Hand." That background chorale tune emerges into the open as the basis of the final chorus, which brings back the trumpet we heard in the opening, now joined by a solo violin to paint a picture in sound of those words from the soprano's aria, "Let me be like angels." Here is Bach's cantata No. 31, Der Himmel lacht, die Erde jubilieret, or The Heavens Laugh, the Earth Rejoices, with soprano Barbara Schlick, tenor Guy Dumay, and bass Klaus Mertens. Tone Koopman directs the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and chorus here on the Bach Hour.
erwünschter Tag, sei Seele wieder froh, sei wieder froh, sei wieder froh, sei wieder froh, erwünschter Tag, sei Seele wieder froh. Das A und O, der Erst und auch der Letzte, den unsere schwere Schuld in Todeskerker setzte, ist nun gerissen aus der Not. Der Herr war tot, und sieh, er lebet wieder. Lebt unser Haupt, so leben auch die Glieder. Lebt unser Haupt, so leben auch die Glieder, so leben auch die Glieder. Er hat in der Hand des Todes und der Höllen Schlüssel, der sein Gewand blutrot bespritzt in seinem Bitterleinen, will heute sich mit Schmuck und Ehren kleiden, mit Schmuck und Ehren kleiden. Fürst des Lebens, starker Streiter, starker Streiter, Fürst des Lebens, hochgelobter, hochgelobter Gottes Sohn. Hebet dich des Kreuzes Leiter auf den höchsten Ehrenthron. Was dich zuvor geboren, nun dein Schmuck und Edelstein. Wird, was dich zuvor geboren, nun dein Schmuck und Edelstein. Strahlen sein, deiner Klarheit strahlen sein. Fürst des Lebens, starker Streiter, Fürst des Lebens, starker Streiter, Fürst des Lebens, hochgelobter, hochgelobter Gottes Sohn.
Siehe dann, du Gott ergebne Seele, mit Christo geistig auf, tritt an den neuen Lebenslauf, auf von des Todes Werken. Lass, dass dein Heiland in dir weilt, an deinem Leben merken. Der Weinstock, der jetzt blüht, trägt keine tote Rebe. Der Lebensbaum lässt seine Zweige leben. Ein Christ flieht ganz allein von dem Grab. Er lässt den Stein, er lässt das Tuch der Sünde dahinten und will mit Christo leben sein.
Thank you.
As in all of Bach's cantatas, there is an explicit symbolism woven through the relationship of the words and music. The very arrangement of the solo voices in the cantata number 31, though, is itself symbolic, starting after the opening chorus with the bass, moving through the tenor, and finally ascending to the soprano for the emotional center of a piece about resurrection. This performance of the cantata number 31, Der Himmel lacht, die Erde jubiliert, or The Heavens Laugh, the Earth Rejoices, was given by the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra and Chorus, conducted by Ton Koopman. The soloists included soprano Barbara Schlieck, tenor Guy Dumay, and bass Klaus Mertens. Here's one more piece for Easter Day. This is the Empire Brass and organist Douglas Major at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., with the opening sinfonia of Bach's Easter Oratorio.
Thank you.
Just as the Cantata 31 began with an exuberant outburst before taking us into the mysteries of the Easter story, Bach's Easter Oratorio does much the same thing on a substantially larger canvas. You just heard one corner of that canvas in the opening Sinfonia of the Easter Oratorio, performed in an arrangement for brass and organ by Empire Brass and organist Douglas Major. Remember, you can hear this program again at our website, classicalwcrb.org, where you can also find more resources to enable your own Bach explorations. Again, that's all at classicalwcrb.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.